Time, time travel, timelines, and why they don't exist. Hello once more. Thank you for being here. I hope you are all doing very well. I am Marie Soaru, as you all know, and I just keep writing that because that's how I always start my videos, I guess. Before I start, I recommend you watch my video titled, What is a Soul? As the information contained in it complements this one. Also watching, the numerical universe can be of help. In a few words, a soul is a holographic fragment of Source, therefore it is Source itself, and it is only a fragment for lack of better words, only because the ideas about itself that a soul holds are the only thing that makes any difference between itself and Source, the original. A soul is a group of ideas that Source holds, ideas that determine the limits, from what point to what other point, a soul will be something other than Source itself. As an example, we can take a person that is a novel writer, for this example, he would be Source itself, and then this person makes up a series of fictitious characters for his novel, they are all a product of his imagination, and are all based on himself by the simple fact that he made them up, he gave them a personality, traits, and a role to play, therefore he gave them a frame, and limits to who is who. We would be those characters in Source's play we call real life. But then we also create our own characters, and more importantly, we go creating ourselves because we are not separated from Source. We can also understand a soul as Source playing a theatrical role, also with established limits that are purely imaginary, as Source is so much more. Everything that ever existed exists and will ever exist is formed by how souls interpret the field of potential energy, the ether, they are in, souls create their reality using their perception, and how they interpret what they observe, how and what meaning they give objects, situations, and ideas, that in turn were also manifested by them. So, everything that exists and what it means is how a consciousness awareness interprets simple potential energy. As I also explained in another video, time is not a thing, and it does not exist separately from the person, the consciousness and awareness that is perceiving and experiencing it. Time is the result of the focus and attention a soul is giving to its ideas. Time is a sequence of thought, an animation based on the ability of a soul to be aware of itself and therefore, able to think. Time is a perception and it is a direct consequence of thought. Timelines are no different, they are not an isolated thing either, and they are nothing other than the sequence of events of any kind, which a soul or a group of souls is experiencing. A timeline is simple to understand, it is the linear chain of events someone with a consciousness is living, when it is only one person experiencing it, it is a personal timeline, when there are multiple individuals involved, then it is a collective timeline. Timelines as such cannot be moved, as in switching the Earth to a more positive timeline, not as a thing that can be independently manipulated. The only way a timeline, collective or personal, can be moved is by changing the perception, personality, values, plans and intentions of those experiencing it. Therefore, someone that knows this, and with the intention to move a timeline, must manipulate the perception of those creating it with their minds. Just see how the people in power manipulate the perception of the people all the time, knowingly or not, they are manipulating a timeline. The most popular and widespread concept of timelines is that of a series of chains of events that differ from one to the next, as in one timeline leads to a positive outcome and another to a negative one, for example, and that is somehow separate from the other. A timeline is simply the chain of events a person or a collective is experiencing, and cannot exist outside the consciousness of those who are living it and their frame. One of the most basic concepts I use is the one of unity, of oneness, of source being inclusive of everything that exists and does not exist outside duality, so the very concept of including everything collapses, as source cannot be described as all the words we can ever use will always fall short. By using that same concept of total source unity is why I state that there are no timelines, nor are there any parallel universes as such, as they can only exist as concepts and ideas in the mind of something with consciousness and awareness. They are only ideas and they are only concepts that help us understand our reality. Even though everything that exists is just the interpretation a consciousness gives to the field of potential energy, observing objects, places and situations from that interpretation point of view, which is ours, everything is energy and it can be given a numerical value, also as when an object has mass, and how much it was, mass being equivalent to energy again. This means we can map a place by assigning numerical values of mass and energy to each object in it, as well as the relationships objects have among the group. Time would be the sequence and velocity the objects in that place have when something with a consciousness moves them by giving an interpretation to that particular situation it has its attention on. That numerical value we give situations, objects, and places is a frequency we can tune in with our own personal vibration, and we can also emulate the exact frequency map of any particular situation and place artificially using full immersion toroid technology, as with a starship. This is when a ship forms a toroid high-energy bubble around itself with its electromagnetic plasma engines, which can change the exact frequency of the toroid it is in, to match the one of the place and situation we want to go to, therefore transporting or teleporting the ship and its crew to that exact location. Therefore, if we have the exact frequency, mass and energy values of the place and situation we want to travel to, our ship can take us there, because there is no time as such and there aren't any timelines either, there are only energy frequency patterns that if repeated, in an artificial way or not, will be the situational equivalent to a past event and place in space it happened in, and how it looked like at that particular point. This is the very base of all time travel, and of faster-than-light technology and capability, where a place and date back in time, or a destination in space such as a faraway planet must be seen only in terms of the frequency and the vibration they have or hold, and not as something far back in time as in distance in time, and in the case of travel from one place to another, the concept of distance must be completely ignored, and we must think and proceed only in terms of vibration and energy, mathematical patterns, and the relationship between them all. It is the attachment to the idea that time is inflexible and unrepeatable and has some sort of span or length in it, as it is also our attachment to the concept of distance that keeps people and entire civilizations from understanding the true nature of faster-than-light technology and time travel because, from the practical point of view of someone that has that capability and technology, there is no difference between the two. A place you want to travel to, and the time, the when in that place you want to arrive in, are just frequency and energy factors to feed into the navigation computer of our starship. In a few words, an electromagnetic plasma turbine will spin inside a ship's engine that feeds it with super high voltage electricity, causing an electromagnetic vortex, which will cause a plasma effect similar to concentrated lightning, which will violently move out from the back of the ship through its engine's nozzles as the high-voltage electricity will flow to its opposite electric polarity which is at the front of the ship, causing an energy cocoon. The components inside the engines of the ship can vary in order to cause or to produce the exact frequency of the electromagnetic flow to vary according to what the navigation computer dictates, and that frequency will be the exact equivalent to the one of the destinations, both in space and in time. As the entire spacecraft is immersed inside a high-energy toroid or cocoon, it will change the exact vibration and frequency of all its molecules, and of everything inside it, to match the one the engines are giving to the high-energy bubble cocoon. As the ship is equivalent in frequency and vibration to its destination, it no longer fits existentially to the place it was in before the jump, and it becomes energetically and mathematically equivalent to the desired destination. But a place in time and in space is not only energy and its frequency values, it is ultimately a creation, and an interpretation of those who are observing, and manifesting it, so a lot more occurs during time travel. This is a very complicated subject that demands many chapters to explain correctly. In the next chapter about time, I will be discussing time travel effects, why there cannot ever be any paradoxes, they cannot exist, and some of the ethical implications and problems of it. Thank you for watching my video and for liking and subscribing. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love. Marie Soirou.